2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The University of Utah says they will be closely checking all of their bathrooms after multiple cameras were found in bathrooms in the Student Life Center.
Police do have a suspect in custody. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live at the U with more. Adam?
Yeah, Amanda, I'm here at the Student Life Center where two cameras were found in bathrooms. Center Director John McDonald says someone found the first camera taped under a sink yesterday, turned it into the front desk. They called campus police, who found another one and tape that may have concealed a third. I just spoke with Caitlin Campbell, who says she works out here every day and called the findings unsettling.
It's such a bummer because that should be the one place that you, I mean, there's cameras everywhere, right? It's kind of, that's just how life goes now. But that should be the one place that you shouldn't have to worry.
University police have arrested one person. According to new booking documents, the suspect allegedly stole a coworker's ID to get in a gym pass, claiming he was a graduate. That person has been booked on suspicion of voyeurism and identity fraud. Reporting live at the U, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The suspected Orem Access apartment shooter has turned himself in after two people were shot just a couple of weeks ago. KSL News Radio's Allie Litzinger joins us live with the details. Allie?
Tim, police reports show Joseph Richard Vandermeed is now in jail, booked on suspicion of attempted murder and obstruction of justice. He turned himself in with the help of his attorney. This follows a shooting back on November 20th at the Orem Access apartments, where one person was shot in the stomach and another in the leg. Police say witness statements and apartment building security cameras helped them identify the suspect, and investigators are requesting he be held without bail. Reporting live, Allie Litzinger, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Kristen Van Dyke. Another winter storm is moving in and could mean a messy commute 24 hours from now.
Another storm on the way. Today we get the clouds and the wind. Temperatures will top out in the upper 40s because the wind's coming in from the south, warm us up, but it will be a strong wind. We could see gusts between 45, 50 miles an hour. So make sure that you have any outdoor decorations secured for today. Then tonight the snow develops and it lingers into Friday morning, and it is looking like the timing is going to mean another issue for commuting for your Friday morning.
Kristen says Saturday is looking like an in-between day, and then another storm moves in on Sunday, but temperatures are going to be a little bit warmer, possibly causing rain to mix with that snow.
The state has released its new water action plan to try and stop water waste.
It's being called a groundbreaking effort to tackle water issues through bold action and is a compilation of past recommendations and negotiated trade-offs among competing sides to serve as a plan of action to protect the future of water use. Some actions include continued investment in Utah's water infrastructure, such as upgrading aging facilities, coordinated efforts to increase water use efficiency and conservation, and understanding of the critical thresholds impacting the Great Salt Lake and its tributaries. The plan is a collaboration between the Governor's Office of Planning and Budget, the Department of Natural Resources, the Department of Environmental Quality, and the Department of Agriculture and Food. We have a link to the full plan up right now at kslnewsradio.com. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Later today, the Senate will try to pass a bill forcing railroad labor unions to accept a contract and keep working. ABC's Andy Field.
Many rail union workers stayed on the job through COVID without adequate sick leave. Rail union official Peter Kennedy hoping the Senate passes the extra time off.
Paid sick leave is a basic right that everybody in this country should have. In fact, 86% roughly of all full-time employees in this country have paid sick leave.
The House already passed the extra leave. Now it's up to the Senate. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Andy's back with First Look Traffic here. It looks like that tow truck has finally arrived to clear that accident.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate not to have any crashes on the main corridors, I-15. This is the only one we have on 215 over at the 201 freeway, but again, impact's been minimal. At this point, the only freeway delay we've got is going south through Layton and Kaysville, and it's very minor. But I'm getting that those streets in Layton, Kaysville, Clearfield look great today compared to what they were this time yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:35.
It's been 2.5 weeks, and police appear publicly no closer to catching a killer of four University of Idaho students. ABC's Alex Stone.
The police chief in Moscow, Idaho, sitting down one-on-one with ABC News, refusing to say what evidence or theories they have or don't have in the investigation. He says he is leading the case, that Idaho State Police and the FBI are there to assist his small department. Asked how in a small college town the whodunit is still a mystery, he says,
"That's a pretty good question. But that's why we continue doing what we do."
He says they still believe the case to have been targeted, but 2.5 weeks after the crime, they have no suspect, no motive, and no murder weapon. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In his first network interview since cryptocurrency giant FTX and trading firm Alameda Research filed for bankruptcy, embattled former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried told ABC News he was ultimately responsible for the downfall of both companies.
Some part of it was just literal distraction. I really should have spent some time each day taking a step back and saying, what are the most important things here? Right. And like, how do I have oversight of those and make sure that I'm not losing track of those? And frankly, I did a pretty incomplete job at that.
Bankman-Fried spoke to ABC's George Stephanopoulos and denies knowing there was any improper use of customers' funds.
Two of Hawaii's largest volcanoes are erupting at the same time. Mauna Loa, the world's biggest volcano, erupted for the first time in decades Sunday night. Nearby Kilauea has been erupting for the past year. Scientists say they're keeping a close eye on two new lava flows that formed on Mauna Loa and that are about 3 miles from an important highway.
We expect this flow to keep going. Most Mauna Loa flows like this last for 2 to 3 weeks. They can go longer and they can go shorter, but just on average, we're looking at something that we're in the very early stages of right now.
That's lead scientist at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, Ken Hahn.
As scary as that would be to live there, look at those videos.
Yeah. I mean, monitor.
It really is beautiful.
It's terrifying.
But terrifying. Right. Coming up in just a minute.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.